Had One of Those Angels by David Harsher from The Death of Christ. Christ died for the ungodly. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. Oh, the dying love of the Savior! If we would learn something of the vastness of redeeming love, we must consider the character and dignity of Him by whom it was manifested. Had one of those holy angels who minister in the presence of God clothed himself with garments of humanity and amid the most intense and indescribable sufferings finished his earthly course on a cross for the purpose of redeeming a race of sinners from everlasting destruction, how immeasurable would have been the benevolence displayed in such a condescending act! It must have filled us with amazement and excited the strongest feelings of gratitude. But how shall we express our admiration and praise when we see Him whom seraphim adore, stooping from heaven to earth to encircle vile sinners in the arms of His mercy, when we see Him who is infinite in power and majesty and riches and glory, voluntarily placing himself in the room of rebels on earth, when we see Jesus, the brightness of his Father's glory, stretched upon the cross, racked with the most intense pain of body and soul, and suffering for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. How amazing that he who by his infinite power could have at once annihilated our rebellious race or consigned us to everlasting punishment should, for a season, divest himself of his heavenly glory, visit rebellious earth, stoop so low in humiliation, become so poor, suffer so much, endure such a shameful, painful, and accursed death for the purpose of making vile sinners eternally rich, holy, and happy in the paradise of God. May you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19.